We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Everyone, welcome to the Roto-Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday. It's January 19th. It's 2021. We have two NBA games to talk about here on today's slate. Going to be a quick podcast today. Obviously, only two games. Kind of a travel day for the NBA, and a light, easy, quick podcast today for me. So I'm excited for the NBA, but I'm also excited that CSGO is back, man. The main, tier one teams are back. So, we'll have some stuff on that over at Roto-Grinders. So make sure you guys are checking that out. Always feel free to hit me up in the RG CSGO Discord channel as well if you have any questions for that. But I think today, if you're listening to the podcast before the CSGO slate locks, I think it's a pretty straightforward CSGO slate. So really like G2 and Astralis to kind of just handle business. Furia playing with a backup. EG, we really haven't seen them in a while. So I think Astralis and G2 roll tier one CSGO. Basketball. Two game slate. We are presented by Monkey Knife Fight. If you guys haven't checked them out, head on over there right now, rotogrinders.com/partners/MKF. You get 100% deposit bonus up to $50 on your first deposit. So fastest growing single player DFS site out there. If you guys haven't checked it out, it's just a ton of fun. They have some stuff up for NBA. They always have some stuff up for NFL as well. So check it out if you haven't checked it out. So maybe we'll look at some stuff for this slate and see if there's an over more or less that we can kind of look at over there on Monkey Knife Fight for this one. So let's get into it. Like I said, two game slate. This is a pretty, I'd say pretty straightforward slate in my opinion, but obviously two game slates, anything can happen. We start with OKC at Denver, 221 total. Denver favored by 9.5 in this one. Ariza, Horford out. Michael Porter Jr. Out for Denver still. So obviously when we're looking at OKC in this game, know how Al Horford, you know, when we haven't had Horford, Isaiah Roby has played enough minutes. I think he is the top value play on this slate, two-game slate, where there's not a ton of value. So I think he is, you know, the guy that is, like I said, I wouldn't say he's a lock by any means, but I do think that he is the best value play on the slate. You know, it's a tougher matchup against Jokic, but I think, like, overall, you know, he's the guy that's going to benefit the most from Al Horford being out. You know, Bazley, ton of minutes against Chicago. I say a ton of minutes, 28 minutes against Chicago. Really didn't do much with it. His price is kind of still up there. But honestly, like, you know, when you're looking at this spot, I think SGA is obviously a top play here. You know, SGA against this Denver defense. Denver allowing them fourth most fantasy points to opposing point guards. Denver in general ranks 26th in defensive efficiency. Both these games, pretty slow-paced games. So if this game is able to stay close, I think it's SGA having a big game. Outside of him, like, it's so hard to pinpoint, you know, where the other production is going to come from. Dort had a big game against Chicago last time out. Like, he's obviously someone that's in play. Diallo's minutes are kind of gone. George Hill plays that, like, 28-minute role usually. At 4,300, George Hill is not the worst value play on the slate, so don't hate him. But, you know, really, realistically here, with Horford out, I think we're looking at Roby. I think we're looking at SGA, and, you know, that's kind of where we're getting the most of. You know, Roby only played 26 minutes against Chicago. He fouled out. So Muscala played a little bit in that game. But I really do think, like, Isaiah Roby is the guy. Robbie, whatever. On the Denver side of things, like, obviously, you know, this OKC team has continued to struggle defensively. You know, they're not a great defensive team, 18th in defensive efficiency. They struggle against big guys. I think, like, on the slate, I'm gonna do everything that I can to kind of fit in SGA and Jokic together. It's not extremely easy to do. You're gonna have to play a couple 4K guys. I think a lot will also depend on if, like, Lonzo plays or not, because, you know, like, Bledsoe at 6K, Alexander Walker at, like, 5,400, like, those guys are guys that make a ton of sense on this slate in general. So, love Jokic here. I think this is a great spot for him. Outside of Jokic, Jamal Murray, he's had a couple good games in a row. I will say one thing about, like, SGA. He actually plays really, really solid defense. Like, this is a team that, you know, I think, like, sixth best against point guards as far as, like, fantasy points allowed. So I don't love Jamal Murray in this spot. You know, Will Barton with Gary Harris back, he's not going to have that, like, ceiling where, you know, he's going to put up, you know, 15, 20 shots in the game. Gary Harris came back, played 25 minutes. He's 4,400. He's not the worst, you know, 4K guy. Like I said, I'm going to be doing everything that I can to get SGA and Jokic in there. So I'm definitely looking at playing some of these 4K guys. So, like, Gary Harris on the list, George Hill on the list. I think, like, if in tournaments, if you want to roll the dice with a guy like PJ Dozier, I don't hate it. He's 3,900. He's gone over 20 fantasy points in three of his last four games. So with Porter Jr. still out, I do think that he is interesting. I think, like, Dozier has proved himself enough that, like, even with Harris back, he could still potentially get some minutes. So That's where I'm just kind of thinking, like, you know, he makes a little sense in the spot. So, nothing else really from this one. Again, like I said, this is going to be kind of a quicker podcast. There's just not a lot to cover here overall. New Orleans at Utah, 218 total. Utah favored by 6. Lonzo questionable. Ingles questionable. New Orleans 18th in offensive efficiency, 26th in pace, 19th in defensive efficiency. Utah 10th in offensive efficiency, 24th in pace, and 6th in defensive efficiency. So tough spot here for New Orleans. More of why I'm leaning towards like SGA Jokic instead of like Ingram Mitchell. Zion, like the New Orleans Utah stack is definitely the cheaper, more balanced build on this slate. So I will mention that. As far as like New Orleans goes here, you know, like I said, a lot depends on Lonzo. If Lonzo's out, I really like Bledsoe. I really like Alexander Walker. I think both those guys are phenomenal plays if we get news that like Lonzo's not going to play in this one. So outside of those guys, I do think like JJ Redick is another one of those guys at like 4K. He's gone over 19 fantasy points in 4 straight games. He's another guy that I kind of want Lonzo to be out, but he's starting to shoot the ball a little bit better here recently. So at 4K, if he's going to get 20 to 25 minutes, 20 is not going to kill you at this price on the slate. So I do think, you know, JJ Redick is worth a look just in general in this one. So outside of that, like, yeah, you could play Ingram, you could play Zion. I think really realistically, you're going to come down to more of like, am I playing SGA and Jokic? Am I going balance with guys like Zion and Mitchell and stuff like that? So right now, for me, first look, I'm definitely leaning more towards getting SGA and Jokic and playing some of these value guys. I do think like Steven Adams is going to have to play a really solid amount of minutes in this game because of the matchup. So like, I do think he's another guy that like you could potentially look at in this spot. You know, if you want to play like 6,100 for a center. So definitely think that he's someone interesting here. The other side, the Utah side of things, like New Orleans has been kind of a middle of the road defense all year. And like I said, both these teams played at a really, really slow pace. So both going to run their offenses and stuff. As far as Utah goes, I want to see if Ingles plays or not. As crazy as it sounds, like with Ingles out, Jordan Clarkson has played 28, 28, and 30 minutes in the last three games. And like, I love Jordan Clarkson in general just because he's a guy that's going to chuck. So if Ingles is out, I think Jordan Clarkson is super interesting in this spot. You know, for that, Bogdanović at 5,300, he's another guy that can kind of put up 30 in a good game. So if you're playing a bunch of teams, I think he's certainly someone that you're potentially looking at here. Outside of that, like, you know, Royce O'Neal, he's playing minutes. He's not really doing much with it. Just wanted to kind of note that, like, he's a minutes guy. But Donovan Mitchell, don't hate Donovan Mitchell in the spots. You know, I would much rather pay the extra $500 for high usage from SGA. And then, like, Rudy Gobert, it's a, you know, like I said, Steven Adams, it's a tough matchup for Steven Adams, but he's going to have to play the minutes in this game. So I prefer Adams over Gobert, just because I get to save the $1,600. And like I said, I want to go Jokic and SGA. So I need to have the savings a little bit here. So it's really it for Utah in general. I don't love playing this team. And like, I think like the biggest weakness for New Orleans this season, I would probably say like the point guard position as far as like defense goes. So like, you know, that's why you're potentially taking a shot on like Conley or Mitchell. Conley, you know, he's been super solid over the last five games. The last five games have been really good for him. At 6,800, he could potentially fly under the radar. And like I said, in those like builds where you're more balanced than like going, you know, tournament heavy or something like that. So don't mind, you know, taking a shot on a guy like Mike Conley. So that's it. Like I said, man, I don't have a ton to talk about today. Like I said, CSGO, it's back. NASCAR is right around the corner. We have some announcements coming up for that over the next couple weeks. Week and a half. Like we're right. Like we're getting really, really close. Like 3 weeks away from the season. So really excited for the season in general for NASCAR. Yeah, let's play the morning grind game for NBA, and then we'll kind of get out of here. So favorite play under 5K to 7X. Give me Isaiah Robbie. I think he's super solid at that price point. I think he has probably the most upside in that price range. So give me him. My over 8K to go under 5X. Is there even anybody up here? I think Ingram is probably the least guy that I'm going to play in this range, so probably him. Favorite 6X play on this slate? Probably SGA. I love the spot for SGA in general. Denver's really struggled with high usage point guards all season, so SGA is the usage monster coming off of a big game. You know, he's obviously a guy that can have some big games, so, and he has been way better on the road this season too. So love SGA in the spot. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. I think I'm gonna get weird with like PJ Dozier. I think he's super interesting on this slate. Again, like if Ingles is out, I really like Clarkson as well. You know, definitely a way to get different on the slate, in my opinion. So I think it's like PJ Dozier can easily bust in the spot, but man, like I like taking shots, like rolling the dice. And I think he's a guy that you can definitely roll the dice and take a shot on here. So, game selection, you know, like I haven't looked at FanDuel or DraftKings a lot for this two game slate as far as like game selection goes. So I'm going to kind of do this on the fly. Think I was expensive or high on yesterday's podcast. So let me look for something lower dollar to kind of talk about here really quick. I mean, this might be an interesting day to take some shots on tiers contest for what it's worth. So $5, 25K zone, 5K to first place tiers contest over there on DraftKings. I do think this is an interesting slate to go tiers. This is kind of a top-heavy tournament, and, you know, I usually like to find, you know, more balance. But I do think this one's interesting. Someone's going to turn potentially $5 into 5K, so massive ROI potential here. And, like, you know, just kind of looking at the tiers, I think, like, There's some clear options, and then there's some ones that are like super close. So, you know, obviously I think that is huge. I think, you know, looking at these, in general, we have some news that can affect this as well. So, you know, looking at like tier 4 and 5, like Alexander Walker would obviously be affected. Jordan Clarkson would obviously be affected. Eric Bledsoe, tier 5, you know, as much as we hate like taking George Hill, he's super interesting. You know, just because he's going to get probably the most minutes outside of maybe like Josh Hart or Gary Harris. So, the tiers contests are, like I said, they're super interesting. A lot of ways to kind of be different. in the tiers contest today on this slate. So I like it, man. You could definitely, it's fun. Like tiers, I'm just kind of messing around with tiers as I'm looking at it. And I think that tiers are going to be fun to them. I'm going to probably play more tiers contests than I originally had thought. So, favorite over under against the spread. You know what? Give me OKC plus 9.5. I'm going to take the points of OKC. I think this game stays close or just is an absolute blowout. So I'm going to take the shot that it stays close and fun slate, man. Fun slate for a two gamer. That's going to wrap it up. I said I'd look at Monkey Knife Fight. Let's do that really quick. SGA and Jokic, 25. Seems really, really close. So SGA over 22.5 points. Jokic over 25.5. I think you take the under on Jokic because it's like actual points scored, not fantasy. So I think you take the under on Jokic on that, and you take the over on SGA. I'm going to do that. Less than 25.5 for Jokic and more for SGA. Let's throw that in there. Hopefully, like they change it a bunch. So hopefully they don't change it too fast, and we can all kind of, you know, see how this one plays out. But yeah, I threw that in there. And that's it. That's all I got for today. Be back tomorrow talking some more hoops. Good luck in your contests, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow.